Hey guys, so it is Friday, December the 8th. This is pretty much 8 p.m. So I'm just driving, if you can't tell. I'm driving back from Toronto after finishing a painting project. So I've been listening to podcasts a lot yesterday and then, actually a ton today. So I think I got like something over like 60 episodes downloaded on my, I would estimate I've probably listened to 20 to 30 podcasts today. So it's been really, really awesome. So I wanted to just kind of share, kind of just because obviously I'm very filled up with ideas right now. So main sources were Jay Abrams, Tony Robbins, Gary Vee, and a couple kind of one shots like Mike Dillard, a couple others. So I guess the first thing I really got after listening to Jay was there's so many different ways and strategies and ideas that most businesses do not use, right? Like in an average industry, there are only a certain number of avenues that people really utilize in order to grow their business, right? So for example, if you're a real estate agent, you know, most of it's networking, calling, knocking on doors, and open houses, right? You know, if you're a student painting company, it's door knocking, it's flyers, it's lawn signs, you know? If you are, I don't know, like there's certain ways, like if you're the average contractor, it's home shows, and flyer drops, and then maybe like, you know, maybe a B&I or something. There's just very kind of specific ways that people think of doing that, right? And, I mean, for example, if you're online, most people are like, well, I want to go and I want to just market, you know, I want to spend time online. So, it's just there's certain only, you know, people only typically use one way or a few key ways. And the perfect example is me with painting. Like 90% of my leads have always come from Amazon, right? Which is nothing wrong with that. It's just there are so many other ways, creative ways to generate income, right? I was talking to one of my buddies last night, and I was just thinking, you know, again, I never expected to be in a painting, running a painting business for this long. I was like, in my first year, if I'd really, you know, put the time and effort into developing the relationships and building myself up online, I'd be a very, very significant expert right now, right? And so it's one of those things where it's like, okay, well, why don't, you know, and again, I think one of the biggest things I've gotten is that, you know, I've gotten in this habit of focusing on a short-term mill, right? And this is one of the things I love about what Gary's talking about is because, especially people my age, it tends to be focused so much on the short-term build, right? The short-term benefit, the short-term this, the short-term that, right? I mean, in Student Works, it was all about, you know, how many leads did you get this session? How many estimates did you have this weekend? How many jobs, you know, did you book this weekend? You know, how much sales did you do, right? And again, that's important, right? The metrics are important. But I think what happened for me was I was so focused on that I really sacrificed a lot of the other things that I would normally utilize, right? I mean, same thing with production. It's like, how much did you produce this week? Now, again, numbers are important, but I think there's also something to be said for doing something where you're clearly going over what would make sense, right? Like, for example, sacrificing some of the quality on a project in order to get more of them done, right? And so I think it's just one of those situations where it's just, you know, I feel like I've really, first of all, I've ruined a lot of relationships, not just client-wise, I mean, marketer-wise, painter-wise, whatever. And again, I think sometimes that's just, you know, part of the process of learning. But it really, you know, because I don't view myself as I'm not a short-term relationship guy, right? Like, you know, and I'm not trying to call certain people shallow, but I think there are certain personality types that find it easier to have a shorter relationship span, right? But for me, I love going deep with fewer people. Like that's always been my thing. I love being concentrated. I love being obsessed with one thing. I've never been one of these people who needs to have all these different people or contacts or friends. I'm just like, you know, give me like three good friends and I'm good. Like I don't need, you know, 20, 30, 40 people hanging out with me, right? I've always preferred having a very small, intimate conversation with, you know, one, two, three, really, you know, smart, intellectually stimulated people versus a crowd of, you know, 300 people, you know, to a lesser degree. And there's nothing wrong. Like, obviously, I've gone to Tony Robbins and Landmark and all these amazing programs, and you can do some incredible things with larger groups of people. But I've always dug the smaller groups. That's always been my shit. Anyways, so the point being is I feel like I've really kind of gotten in the habit of sacrificing the long-term benefit for the short-term, the long-term gain for the short-term pleasure, right? And just, it's not naturally who I am. And so, you know, right now, I think that's where I'm saying, okay, I really want to build this long-term, you know, long-term company, this long-term vision, this long-term whatever. And I think what's ultimately going to happen there is, again, you know, and again, there's aspects to both, right? Like, you know, you can't just be all long-term relationship. You need to obviously cover your bills and skip them and do stuff in the meantime. And there's also an aspect of there needs to be the urgency, right? So, you know, it's not just a cut and dry, this is how it should be and not that other way. But I think there's something to be said is I definitely feel like I've been on the extreme side of the short-term focus versus the long-term strategy, right? So just wanted to share that.